531.
Fortunately, a huge significant of that group are Pacific people. So that has a flow-on effect in everything that they do, that Pacific people experience. So you got to think of the economy, you think of their jobs, their health, their mental health, and their physical health. It tends to flow on. And so their problems that... with other problems, they exacerbate. They're further perpetuated because they have limited literacy and numeracy. And with this research, we want to find out why. You know, what are some of the things that make these situations worse for Pacific people or strengthen and enhance their literacy and numeracy?
Where did the idea for the research come from? What was the origin of the necessity for the research?
Yep. So this research is the brainchild of Professor Gail Pacheco of the New Zealand Work Research Institute. So this is what's something that she has been working on for quite some time, and that's the New Zealand economy and how the economy, how we look at our literacy and numeracy and how that affects the standpoint and also our social statuses for New Zealand. And so she has always been interested in the Pacific people and Māori as a nation. And so this is why we're doing this research, so that we can try and pinpoint and try and build some analysis so that we can put this together as a policy and say, hey, look, we found this.
From a lay person's point of view, I mean, it's obvious if you can't read very well, if you can't do the math very well, then your ability to function daily has to be affected.
Mm. Absolutely. I mean, you think of things like your bank statement, going to the doctors, getting a prescription, and we know when we've had our research thus far that sometimes the information that you get on your on the bottles that you get from the chemist, they're confusing. So we have heard of stories of Pacific people who, where it says take one tablet three times a day. They've taken three tablets three times a day, and these are just things that we just don't even think about. You know, how do we translate that into something that is understandable for the Pacific people? Because things like simple things like that have huge implications down the road. So somebody could have been seriously affected simply because they misunderstood instructions.
Wow! Yeah, I'd never really thought of that with regards to medicine. What was it that interested you as a person in research?
In research, I guess for me, growing up in South Auckland, and it was quite tough. And I saw for myself some of the challenges that I had as a Pacific person, where I didn't have access to many things, and how a lot of those accesses and resources kind of held me back in areas. So I had to wait until I became an adult to finish school properly, to get educated, finish my PhD. And that was simply because the way that we lived in South Auckland was really tough, especially for large Pacific families, and having access to the things that you need to do well in school.
Mm. And coming back to the research that you're doing now, when did the research start and how are you undertaking the research?
Yeah, so we're in our second year. And so this year we're doing the data collection, so we're using Talanoa focus groups. So we've done two already in Auckland. We've seen about 114 Pacific people coming through. We're now coming to Wellington. We've been here recruiting people. We've done a whole lot of social media adverts to try and ask and call out to Pacific people that if you have an opinion on this, if you have some experiences about literacy and numeracy, please come to our session so that we can document your story and add it to the others that we've collected thus far.
And who are you looking for to talk to in these Talanoa sessions, and how many people are you looking for?
We're looking at Pacific people who are 18 and over and have had work experience in New Zealand. So you must have worked, you must be over 18. And we are looking at maybe 50, because that's how much we can hold in one group setting. So I'm with a team of 6 research assistants, all of Pacific descent and all who are experienced facilitators. So we know how to navigate around Pacific people. We know how to do our thing. And so 50 is a good number for us to hold. And we are going to have the session in Porirua.
Yes, speaking of Porirua, that session is going to be happening Saturday, not tomorrow, but the following weekend. That's going to be at the Te Puna Room at Unit F, number 15, John Seddon Drive, which is the Whanau Manaaki Kindergarten at Alston in Porirua. Starting at 10 in the morning, it goes through until 1:30 in the afternoon. For people who are sitting at home thinking, I'd love to be a part of that discussion, how can they become involved?
Okay, so we have an advert running on the Porirua City Council website, so there's details there of my contact details, so you can just send me an email or you can ring the number that's provided there. You can also show up on the day and we will register you for you to come in and just take part.
Yeah. You spoke about a Facebook page before. What's that Facebook page if people want to get information from that?
Yeah. So the Porirua City Council Facebook events page.
Okay, and it's an easy process. There are no tough questions to be asked. You're just asking questions and you're just expecting people to answer. Any age from 18 up? 18 what did up. You say?
Yeah, 18 up, because we're looking at different types of employment. So you may be thinking, well, my literacy and numeracy is pretty good. I don't need to go to this. Well, actually, you might have some strategies that you could pass on for the next generation. You might have some success mechanisms, success strategies that worked for you. So these are the things that we also want to capture. What worked for you? Can we share that with the others who are not quite there yet? Can we do that?
Absolutely. Yes. Researcher and lecturer at AUT, Maulupe Iwao, Dr. Betty Offer Grant, talking to us about the very important research that she's doing into literacy and numeracy. Whaftai te lava for popping in to have a chat with us, and we will post a link for people to contact you on the post that we do on our social media.
Great. Thank you so much, whaftai lava.
You're most welcome. You're listening to Early Edition with E Te 531PI, bringing Pacific people together. That was Maulupe Iwao, Dr. Betty Offer Grant, doing research into our literacy and numeracy capabilities in order that the future of our people is brighter. And